All right, on this Thursday morning, the WPHO morning show has gone to the birds, so to speak. And that's not a bad thing. Tom Dennis is here with the Audubon Society. Good morning, Tom.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
The winter bird blast is coming up this weekend. This is a big deal, isn't it?
It is, yes, sir. And this is our sixth annual winter bird blast. It seems to be growing every year. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting wintertime event, one of the very few winter birding events in the state of Michigan, and the only one in our area.
How is birding different in the winter than in the other than the elements? You know, it's cold out there, but how is it different than it is in the spring and summer?
Well, it's much more exciting in the winter. Well, I don't know about that for sure, but it really is because we have different bird species that are here during the winter. In fact, several of them come from distant lands, and we have a great opportunity to see them and educate people about the birds, why they're here, and where to see them.
What are some different birds, whether it's this winter or in recent winters, that have been sighted around here?
Sure. Well, regular winter visitors include birds like the long-tailed ducks, which are polar birds. They breed in the far Arctic North, and in fact, they winter typically in the northwestern and northeastern coasts. So they're Atlantic and Pacific Ocean birds, and they just happen to be here because they take advantage of our wonderful winter weather. Mm-hmm. Lots of food and friendly people coming to see them. Yeah. And then we have other birds. We have probably somewhere around 6 to 8 different gull species that are here during the winter, whereas in the summer months, we're lucky to get 2, maybe 3 different species. One in particular, which is a lesser black-backed gull, lesser black-backed gull, doesn't show up in big numbers, but almost every winter we see a few, and they are really a European bird. Many of those that show up here come from the Iceland area, and most of those birds that come to North America are looking for, like, the Florida beaches. So you'll see them there. But people, yes, indeed. And they show up here, and people are excited to see them and learn about them.
You might have been the one that mentioned this to me originally at some point, that there are – I'm not a birder, so I don't know. I think a seagull is a seagull is a seagull, whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall. Port here in Michigan, Florida – anywhere you go, if you see a seagull, that's just a seagull.
Yeah,
There are many different kinds, aren't there?
Well, there are, and we prefer not to call them seagulls because, well, for a couple reasons.
Yeah.
We don't have a sea here.
Fair enough.
But we'd say it's a very common, and it's more than a colloquialism. It's a worldwide term.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bible speaks about seagulls. Every book that's written about sailing or oceans, mm-hmm. they talk about them as seagulls, and it's common. But we like to educate people on their true names. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think there's just one seagull.
That's what I always thought.
And there are dozens of species around the world, dozens in the United States.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite bird that you like to see, or that's maybe a rare sighting that you get excited when you see
it? Well, yes, Paul, we've had sightings of harlequin ducks this year. That's another bird that doesn't show up every year. In fact, it's probably been 4 or 5 years since we've seen this very small, special little diving duck.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also another one of those birds that that breeds in the far north polar regions and usually doesn't come into the Great Lakes at all. I mean, a few every year, so they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Harlequin comes from a theatrical term that involves masks and masquerading, and these ducks, somewhat like a wood duck, look like they were painted up specially for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just beautiful and a joy to see and watch.
What am I looking at on this card right
you
here?
You are looking at the harlequin duck.
Oh, that is? Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's beautiful.
We have featured a different bird every year. And since we've been seeing harlequin ducks mostly in late November and through the month of December, a few have been sighted around in Canada, and maybe we'll see a few on Saturday.
Where did your love of birding come from, Tom?
Oh, since I was a child, I loved birds. My grandparents both farmed, and so I grew up a lot in the country. And then I've always enjoyed it. I went to school at, Michigan State.
Yeah,
I'm a Spartan.
I'm surrounded by Sparties. It's all right.
Yes, and I studied zoology, and one of my favorite classes was ornithology. Mm. So I love birds, always have. And it's just, it's a fun hobby. It's interesting. And, you know, I write newspaper articles every other week in the Times Herald. They're also listed in Blue Otter Healthy Living. And I like to educate people. I'm kind of, I guess, a born educator.
Mm-hmm.
So I like people to learn about the birds.
Well, and living on one of the Great Lakes, I mean, we get a chance to see so many different kinds of birds here. It's really kind of a unique place for birding, isn't it?
It really is. It's one of the birding hot spots in the United States. In fact, there's a big effort going on now to establish a birding trail that includes St. Clair County and Macomb County. And people have found that this area and its unique birding opportunities draw them from all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I should say the details of the winter bird blast.
Yeah, we want to get to that, absolutely.
Before I forget. And it's this Saturday, February the 8th, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll meet for a brief presentation, about an hour presentation, on winter waterfowl. It's an educational and enjoyable, fun time. We learned some interesting facts. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then after we have the education session, we go out into the field, or the shoreline, if you will, along mm-hmm. the lower lake and along the St. Clair River. And we look for the species that we've been talking about. And we point those out. We have lots of people from Audubon to help. So this is open to all ages and to all levels of birding interest, for those who don't have a clue mm-hmm. and for those who know lots. I always share some tidbits that even advanced birders can learn something.
Yeah.
So the number one most important thing is to come. The number two most important thing is to dress warmly, because Saturday is supposed to be fairly cold. Yeah. It's typical winter weather in February. Low 20s, and it's always colder by the water. So we need to dress like it's about 0 degrees. We don't spend a large amount of time outside. Well, I mean, people can get away. So we drive to the hot spots, and we look at the birds, and then we get in the car and get warmed up and drive again. And in fact, people that have limited walking ability, I wouldn't say it's ADA compliant, but people that have limited walking ability can enjoy this birding trip. Some of the areas we'll be able to see birds from the car.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you have binoculars, those might be helpful.
Bring binoculars. We will have people there with spotting scopes. We'll even have people to assist with binoculars. The field trip is optional if people don't want to brave the cold weather. They don't have to. But we like to say that for winter birding, the worse the weather is, the better the birding is, because we get birds drawn in that would be out on the open waters of the lake. They'll come into the river for a little bit more safe harbor, if you will.
There you go. Is that why a day like Saturday, you would say, well, this weather's for the birds?
That's correct. Exactly. Very good, Paul. I will say that we have some things to share with people. You don't have to worry about having your coffee before you come, because we'll have coffee and some cookies to get you through the morning. We'll also have some prize drawings and a couple of things there will be very nice. My wife has made some therapeutic neck pillows. She'll be giving one away. It has a beautiful duck pattern on it
shows
several of our local ducks. And I make custom-made glass bird feeders out of old bottles and fancy plates. And I'm giving one of those away and selling some others with a good share of the proceeds going to Blue Water Audubon Society.
Is there any cost to attend the winter bird blast?
No cost, absolutely free. Right. We accept donations for people who are concerned about birding and birds and the environment. Blue Water Audubon is a great proponent, advocate for environmental protection.
This Saturday, February 8th, 9 to noon, meet at 9 o'clock at the St. Clair County Administration Building. You'll be meeting in the auditorium there, the Don Dodge Auditorium.
Correct.
Brief presentation, go out and see the birds. Should be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
Tom, thanks for telling us.
All right, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Tom Dennis with us on WPHM 21 past 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning.